Part 3. Major Penny Disputes in Chapter 11 Cases. Next, we'll quickly review major penny disputes in large Chapter 11 cases that troubled company reporter editors monitor day by day. Ivy Magdadero provides updates in the various disputes Lehman Brothers is involved in. Lehman Brothers Holdings was left with only limited claims to pursue against JPMorgan Chase Bank for actual fraudulent transfer of assets after the bankrupt investment bank lost a bid July 12th to revisit an April ruling that trimmed a lawsuit accusing JPMorgan of bilking Lehman $8.6 billion days before its collapse. U.S. bankruptcy judge James Peck rejected Lehman's motion for reconsideration, saying he saw no reason to revisit his earlier decision and that during oral argument of the case, he sufficiently examined the matter. Back in April, the judge ruled that Lehman cannot sue JPMorgan over transactions governed by so-called safe harbor laws. In its lawsuit filed in 2010, Lehman sought to recover around $8 billion that JPMorgan allegedly seized as collateral in the days leading to its bankruptcy. JPMorgan, which served as the company's main clearing bank in the 2008 financial crisis, has countersued. At a recent court filing around July 20th, JPMorgan said Lehman's senior management is to blame for its, quote, disastrous, high-risk strategy that resulted in a series of fraudulent transactions and led to its bankruptcy. Lehman's managers, according to JPMorgan, made large bets using the company's own balance sheet and, quote, deliberately ignored, overrode, manipulated, or otherwise failed to adhere to its own internal risk, policies, and procedures. Then, as the market began to crash, quote, and Lehman began to feel the impact of what had become a disastrous strategy. Lehman engaged in a series of fraudulent transactions designed to conceal the company's true financial condition, the New York-based bank said. JPMorgan further said Lehman's use of Repo 105, quote, is only one of the many such frauds employed to mislead ratings companies, Wall Street analysts, the market, and its creditors. Repo 105 is an accounting technique allegedly used by Lehman to move as much as $50 billion in assets off its balance sheet, which made it appear that the company had reduced its debt levels. JPMorgan is demanding a jury trial and wants the case to be heard by a U.S. District Court judge, not a bankruptcy judge. Lehman Brothers officially emerged from bankruptcy protection in March after more than 3 years in Chapter 11 and began repaying creditors in June under the estate's $65 billion bankruptcy plan. However, various lawsuits and claims fights could continue for years. The judge in Tribune Company's bankruptcy case confirmed a plan to transfer ownership of the Chicago-based media company to a group of senior creditors led by Oaktree Capital Management. But the controversy over the 2007 leveraged buyout of the company could be kept alive in the courts for years. The bankruptcy court's confirmation order will set in motion a process that will likely allow Tribune Company to emerge from bankruptcy protection later in the year. It will allow the Federal Communications Commission to move forward the company's application to transfer its TV and radio broadcast licenses to the new owners. It will also allow Tribune to accelerate work on some administrative and financial matters, which include nailing down $1.1 billion in new debt financing and a $300 million line of credit. Junior creditors led by Aurelius Capital Management are taking an appeal from the confirmation ruling. However, few experts expect appeals to gain traction because of the careful way Judge Kevin Carey fashioned his confirmation opinion. Instead, junior creditors will likely shift their attention to a federal district court in New York, where they are suing 35,000 Tribune Company shareholders who cashed out in the company's 2007 leveraged buyout, certain current and former Tribune Company directors and officers, as well as Sam Zell, the deal's architect. The LBO-related litigation could go on for years. Mr. Zell bought out Tribune for $8.2 billion and turned the company private in 2007. Faced with $13 billion in debt several months after, Tribune filed for bankruptcy in December 2008. Trial resumed July 24th in Tronox Inc.'s $25 billion lawsuit against ex-parent Kerr McGee Corp. after negotiation talks among the parties failed. At the July 24th hearing, the defendant's first witness testified that a 2000 acquisition of a titanium dioxide business carried latent environmental liabilities that the company didn't know about. The lawsuit is over environmental claims and tort claims related to Tronox's 2005 spinoff from Kerr McGee. Tronox initially sued Anadarko Petroleum Corp. in 2009. Anadarko acquired the more profitable oil and gas assets of the parent 3 months after the spinoff. The Justice Department eventually took over the Tronox case on behalf of the Environmental Protection Agency. The government seeks to recover $25 billion to clean up 2,772 polluted sites and compensate about 8,100 tort claimants. The trial started May 2012. It was halted around July 16th to allow the parties time to discuss settlement with the help of a mediator, but those talks weren't successful. No details on the settlement talks were divulged, as they were confidential. Anadarko's defense will include testimony from George Christensen, who formerly worked in its uranium mining business and worked on setting reserves for environmental damages, and Joseph A. Flake, a former vice president at Kerr McGee's chemical business, according to transcripts of depositions filed in court papers. In its lawsuit, the U.S. alleged that the company didn't set aside enough money for environmental obligations to the EPA and other agencies, and knew that the titanium dioxide business wouldn't be strong enough to support the environmental debts once Tronox was spun off. That concludes Part 3 of the report. The report continues in Part 4.